The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District 31S newsletter for the month of October 2021. Let's start out with a message from DG Randy Oxendine. On the road. On September 29th, 2021, I attended a Zoom meeting on Leader Dogs for the Blind, hosted by Lion Bill Graham, State District Leader Dog Chair, Beth Slade, Director of Lions Engagement Leader Dogs for the Blind, and Janet Schazenbach, North Carolina Reading Services. Don't forget to ask your treasurer or secretary about your club's 990EZ tax report. PID Lion Gwen White has been working hard with her committee on the District's 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention on the Outer Banks. Please plan to attend if you're available. During the month of November, Zone Chairs will host their second Zone Advisory Meetings with the emphasis on membership retention. The District 31S Cabinet Meeting will be held via Zoom on November 6, 2021 at 10 a.m. I will make official visits to the First Flight Lions Club on the 10th of November, the Rocky Hawk Lions Club on the 11th, Lewisburg Lions Club on the 16th, the Littletons Lions Club on the 18th, the Lower Currituck Lions Club on the 23rd, and Weeksville Lions Club on the 24th of November. We will attend the Council of Governors and NCLI board meetings at Camp Dogwood November 12th through 14th, 2021. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Share, communicate. Communication is critical because it helps Lions understand how their peers have different points of view. It's easy for people to get locked into their way of looking at things and not be able to learn how to see things from a different perspective. Learn. Fostering innovation help and learning in an era of opportunity. The power of relationships. Exploring mentoring relationships, inspiration, and equity. Thrive, nurturing an inclusive and healthy community for success. Connect, forging lifelong partnerships near and far. Rise, positioning the Lions for the future. I want to help someone achieve their dreams. Monthly health hint. Start your relaxation routine. Stress is a high-powered immune suppressant that floods your body with corticosteroids, the same class of compounds doctors prescribe to treat autoimmune diseases. Consider taking up a mind-body activity, such as yoga or gardening or painting, etc. Character trait. Cooperation. The process of working together to the same end. Have a heart. Do your part. Consider donating to Campaign 100 and Brighter Visions, or purchase Camp Dogwood tickets. Brighter Visions update. The Cary, Columbia, Elizabeth City River, First Flight, Lake Gaston, Lewisburg, Plymouth, Raleigh Host, North Raleigh, Wake Forest, Wanchese, Warrenton, Weeksville, Wilson, and Wilson Luncheon Alliance Clubs are right on track. Membership status. District 31S has 943 members with 48 clubs. Ask someone to become a Lion. Club birthdays. Apex Lions Club, 84 years old, established October 7, 1937, the 10th oldest club in District 31S. Currituck Lions Club, 41 years old, established October 20th, 1980, 42nd oldest club in District 31S. Seaboard Lions Club, 83 years old, established October 24th, 1938, 12th oldest club in the District 31S. The Zebulon Lions Club is 72 years old, established October 31st, 1949. They are the 24th oldest club in District 31S. Lions can laugh. I admit I was wrong about my chiropractor. I stand corrected. Song of the Month. Be Thou My Vision. Tomorrow will be a better day, Enlightenment means taking full responsibility for your life. And that is from William Blake. Prayer concerns. Say a prayer for Lions PDG Sherman Leathers, Desiree Robertson, PDG Andy Lilliston, and the military. North Carolina lost a great Lion on September 29, 2021, Lion Max Edward Lyles of the Wilson Evenings Lions Club. Here's a note about the October Lion of the Month, and that is Perenita Carpenter. Her college, University of Richmond, Virginia, class of 1992, Bachelor of Arts. Best day as a Lion. My first attendance at the VIP fishing tournament. It was absolutely fascinating to see so many VIPs enjoying themselves. They all had the same look, head held slightly back, subtle smile, pole in hand, and you could tell that they were listening to the wind, the waves, idle chatter, the birds, etc. I felt their sense of peace and am grateful that I was there to witness that for the first time. Favorite quote or saying? Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. And that is from Bruce Lee. What drives you crazy? Clutter. Procrastination. Tardiness. Curling. It is not a sport. Sporks. Selfishness. And racism. What makes you happy? Capturing life's precious moments on camera. I was looking through some of my old photos and realized that I have been taking pictures since I was in middle school. I have literally taken thousands of photos with Kodak instant cameras, 35mm cameras, and digital cameras to date. This is my truest and purest joy. Favorite book, Sybil by Flora Rita Schreiber. I have always been fascinated with how the brain has the power to isolate and compartmentalize traumatic memories to protect us from the pain and hurt of those memories. That can either make us who we are or prevent us from being who we are, or prevent us from being who we can be. Favorite movie, the 1978 version of The Wiz. Favorite color, navy blue. Favorite food or meal? Fettuccine Alfredo with grilled chicken, broccoli, carrots, gnocchi soup, and carrot cake. What do you do for fun? Photography. Reading, drawing, painting, baking, cooking, writing, movie, and TV trivia. Organizing, serving. Whom do you admire and why? Rose Shoof, my best friend. She has been through so much in her life that could have easily destroyed her, but she didn't let it. She made a conscious choice to not let her bad choices be who she would become. She is one of the kindest, loving, giving, insightful, and creative beings that I know. We are opposites in so many ways, but there is a strong bond between us. We have never been able to figure out how we became friends. That's how much we don't have in common. We are like Oscar and Felix. What are your Lion's goals? To serve effectively in any way that I am able. To encourage those that are discouraged. To remind myself that even though I am only person, I can make a difference. And here's a note from DG Randy Oxendine. Lion Perenita does a great job providing information of the events occurring in District 31S. The information listed is from local and state district Lions clubs and includes state and international events. We are thrilled to have her on our District 31S team, and that is why we need her. Brilliant job, Lion Perenita. Here are some tips and tidbits from the Secretary, PDG Lion Barbara Beltran. We are always looking for ways to improve communication within our district. In order to enhance this, I will send out updates from clubs and district chairs on the 1st and 15th of the month, or shortly thereafter, if I have received any. If you wish to have something included, please send it to me as an email attachment by the 14th or 30th of the month. If I send out emails too often, they don't seem to be read. Imagine that. Club presidents and secretaries, please share these emails with the members in your club as appropriate. The exception to this would be emails that the district governor asks me to send out. Also, if you are responding to any emails forwarded by me from someone else, please respond to the original sender. The purpose is not to save work for the secretary, but because the original sender can better respond to any questions. Friendly reminder, zone meetings should be held each quarter, and hats off to those zone chairs who are doing this already. This is a real key to better communication. Reports of those zone meetings should be sent to the district governor, first and second vice district governors, and cabinet secretary. There is a report form available in the book, in the e-book for zone chairs, or you can contact the secretary and ask for one to be emailed. All club and chair reports that you wish to have included in the minutes at our quarterly cabinet meetings should be written and emailed, preferably as attachments, to the cabinet secretary at least 3 days prior to the cabinet meeting. The secretary does not wish to run the risk of misinterpreting something said verbally at the meeting. You are still free and encouraged to share verbally at the actual meeting. The next cabinet meeting will be held at the District 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention, January 14th to 16th, 2022, in Kitty Hawk. This will include a convention meeting also, where we will elect our district governor and first and second vice district governors. A form to register your elected voting delegates has been sent to all clubs. Please return this form to the cabinet secretary by January 7th of 2022. Note, all club dues should be current with both LCI and the state district to be considered in good standing and eligible to send voting delegates. Looking forward to seeing everyone there. Fellow Lions, first and foremost, the Hickory Grove Lions of Charlotte hope and pray that you and your loved ones have gotten through the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Our club continues to meet once a month, and we are doing what we can to help those who are in need. With that being said, we are asking that you and your members participate in the opportunity outlined below. We are having a 50-50 drawing on December 20th, 2021, to raise funds for our small programs to assist others in need. We need you to help make this fundraiser a success. Tickets are $10 each. 50% of all the monies collected from ticket sales will be split 50-50 between the winner of the drawing and the club's treasury. Clubs or individuals may benefit financially by winning. Most of the funds being raised will be used for the visually impaired golfing program that our club has had in place for many years. We would like for you to discuss this with your club and let us know how many tickets that your members, friends, or the club itself would like to purchase. They will be immediately sent to the person that your club designates to manage this fundraiser. If you are willing to help us out, designate a person in your club to coordinate ticket sales, collect funds, and send the funds to our club. Have that person contact our Lion, Sherry Thompson, at 980-236-1061 or sthomp44. At gmail.com. We have two memorials now. In memory of Max Edward Lyles, January 15th, 1933 to September 29th, 2021. On September 29th, 2021, Lion Max Edward Lyles, age 88, passed away. The Wilson Evening Lions in District 31S lost a great and dedicated Lion with more than 25 years of service. Max was an active member of the American Legion, Wilson Civitan Club, the First Baptist Church of Wilson, and Wilson TPA. He remained very active as a Lion as long as possible, and his dedication, humor, caring spirit, and loving nature will be greatly missed. He built a radio transmitter for the School for the Blind in Raleigh, carried the Olympic torch in 1996, volunteered for Meals on Wheels and the North Carolina Baptist Disaster Relief Team, and received a certificate of appreciation from the state of North Carolina for volunteer services. Surviving is his wife, Susan Garner Lyles, daughters Laura Best of Kenley and Kristen Studioso Patrick of Charlotte, grandchildren Jacob Best, Kimmy, Josh Best, Morgan, Sydney Studioso, and Nicholas Studioso, great-grandchildren Hudson Best, Lillian Best, and Delaney Best, brothers Sam Lyles, Sue, of Sims, and Tom Lyles, Linda, of State Road, sister-in-law Ann Lyles of Rock Ridge, and brother-in-law L.A. Boyette of Kenley. He was preceded in death by his parents, Edward and Edna O'Neill Lyles, son-in-law Jeff Best, sisters Helen Page and Carolyn Boyette, and brother James Pedro Lyles. Memorials are suggested to Baptist Children's Home, P.O. Box 338, Thomasville, North Carolina, 27361, or Meals on Wheels, 2101 C, Tarborough Street, Southwest, Wilson, North Carolina, 27893. In memory of Rebecca Lee Justice Hedrick, May 21, 1962 to November 2, 2021. Goldsboro. Rebecca Lee Justice Hedrick, 59, peacefully passed away on Tuesday, November 2, 2021, at Kitty S. Askins Hospice Center, surrounded by her family. Born in Wake County on March 21, 1962, she was the daughter of Herbert Adkin Justice and Julia Raley Justice. In addition to her parents, Lee is survived by her husband of 36 years, Greg Hedrick, sons Gregory Hedrick Jr. and wife Mariah, Logan Hedrick and Alex Hedrick, granddaughter Isla Hedrick, and a sister, Michelle Justice. Lee enjoyed traveling with her family and friends. She had a gift for creating the most beautiful scrapbooks of important memories and events in the lives of her family. Family was paramount to Lee, and that was evident in the love and dedication shown to those she cared for. Her sons were the lights of her life, and she proudly homeschooled all three boys to see that they had a proper education. Lee was a dedicated and faithful servant of her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She had worshipped at Lake Hills Church in Candler, where she was a member. A service to celebrate Lee's life was held at 2 p.m. on November 7, 2021, in the chapel of Seymour Funeral Home. Interment followed at Evergreen Memorial Cemetery in Princeton. The family received friends at Seymour Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to Duke Pancreatic Cancer Research, care of Alumni and Development Records, Duke University, Box 90581, Durham, North Carolina, 27708. Bibs On, Lion's Breakfast is Ready by Lion John Michener. The harvest moon of Wednesday, October 20th, 2021, has come and gone. I awakened early Saturday morning to ebony skies and the quietness of October 23rd, 2021, careful not to disturb my dear darling. As 4 a.m. neared, more than 24 Edenton lions excited hearth and home. With uncommon stealth, they gathered on Luke Street at the Wesley Kitchen of the Methodist Church to fix breakfast for scores of famished locals. Famished, as they have been without our fine cuisine for 2 years due to COVID-19. We missed their fellowship, jokes, and wisdom as well. This year we served using the drive-through mode to avoid possible health risks that may come from inside dining. No three-generation picnics indoors this year. Outside, the skies featured horizontal slices of deep purple and ribbons of rich yellow, and clouds of the impending dawn emerged. So does music. Yes, quiet, invigorating music at this wee hour. And not from a radio. Someone steps out humming, "Morning has broken like the first morning." Such revelry and solitude. After a bit, this melody eases into silence. Moments later, here comes the sun approached. A nice tenor voice sounds upbeat. "You are my sunshine," pauses, then continues. You make me happy when skies are gray. A unique, if sleepy, camaraderie was emerging from the morning dews and damps, a charade of kidding and pretense here and there, but no hurt feelings. We were happy to be back together to do our work. Sleepy, straight faces became home to laughter and smiles. Lyons entered the kitchen of Charles and John Wesley and gravitated to open spots along the work tables. The batter, beaten and bruised into a harmonious sludge by a retired coach, was to become delectable pancakes. Are you salivating yet? Good. Put your bib on. Dozens of pancakes were prepared. Yes, a few were burnt, but they were rehabilitated as toast. Soon our flipping routine was down pat, and the results were better than IHOP. Nearly hundreds of sausage links were browned to becoming color, then transferred to the warmer. Dozens more were thawed with tender, loving care. Eggs galore were unpacked. Veterans Lyons, with two eggs in a hand, cracked the white overcoats just right so the contents fell into a large bucket. No chips or shells in the soup. Frozen eggs were set aside. Yolks were whisked into harmonious liquid. Heat applied sufficient to create scrambled eggs, which all enjoy. How do the Wesleys like their eggs? Hard-boiled? Sunny-side-up? Deviled? No one seems to know. A pretty voice broke through. Daughter home from college had come to help. She parceled out grub onto the styrofoam plates. Who will be first in line this year, the farmers or the fishermen? Outside the kitchen, pickup trucks and SUVs arrived with windows down and yellow meal tickets extended. Folk politely waited their turn. Those without tickets have friends named Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Jackson. Introductions made, greenbacks accepted, and correct change given. Meals previously packed, two per bag, were quickly given to new owners, complete with maple syrup cups and butter squares to melt on pancakes. You asked about grits, also known as Southern ice cream. The veteran gritmaster has been talking to the cheeses in a secret language since sunrise, keeping the recipe to himself. No one complained, hoping his secret sauce gets him an invitation to the North Carolina State Veterinary School in Raleigh to improve menus for the animals, which only a veteran pig man can do. Meanwhile, a reflective line was in recess, remarked how good the kitchen chaos felt. Club members eating together, listening together for the first time in many months, joy surfaced. A Lion learned of a family who had received three meal tickets at 4:30 a.m. Saturday morning in their home mailbox. The family was scheduled to leave at 5:30 a.m. on a trip. Their previous week had been stressful. The mom was told to look in the mailbox for a surprise. Their family day started better than expected, since mom did not have to fix breakfast for three. They happily dined with the Lions. A latecomer hit the drive-thru path near closing time, exchanging two meal tickets with a receptive Lion for two plates received. A curious canine on the back seat barks consistently as he was being bombarded with the smell of sausage links. All were welcome. The driver welcomed the free meal for her companion. The pooch simmered down. The Edenton Lions thank everyone who made this event a success. Hopefully, we can do this again in March 2022 as we normally would. Bon appetit! And now a little info from Lions Club International. LCI Con 2022 registration is now open. We are excited for you to join us in beautiful Montreal at LCI Con 2022, June 24th to 28th of 2022. Lions and Leos can reunite with each other and experience the plenary sessions, service activities, entertainment, and much more. Enjoy music and live entertainment acts featuring top performers from all over the world. Celebrate cultural diversity by marching in the Parade of Nations with fellow Lions and Leos. Learn and grow your skills in expert-led seminars. Hear from world-renowned speakers. Meet and chat with Lions Club's international staff about how to enhance your service, create new opportunities, and access key resources, and more. Participate in the exciting conclusion of Campaign 100, our foundation's historic effort to ensure our future of service. If you're a delegate for your Lions Club and your club is in good standing, you'll be able to cast a vote in the international election. Take in Montreal's rich history and culture at LCICon 2022. From beautiful architecture and a buzzing arts scene to a wide variety of cafes, restaurants, and shops, Montreal offers an LCICon 2022 experience like never before. At the Palais de Congrès de Montréal Exhibit Hall, where the convention takes place, you'll be greeted by beautiful contemporary windows and modern art that truly represents the incredible diversity of Lions Clubs International. Connect with Lions International staff as well as Lions and Leos from around the world in the Exhibit Hall while exploring the many facets of our organization. And if you're a delegate from a club in good standing, vote in the international election. Join us in the famous Bell Center to listen to a wide variety of topics from world-renowned keynote speakers at our plenary sessions. And, of course, hear from our organizational leaders about the past, present, and future of Lions International. But that's not all. At the international show, which will also take place in the Bell Center Arena, you can catch catch world-class entertainment. It wouldn't be LCICon without service opportunities, which we'll tell you about closer to the date. Take part in, or simply enjoy, the Parade of Nations featuring thousands of lions from all over the world. Staying safe. As always, safety is always a top priority for us. This year, we will be partnering with local officials to apply all recommended health and safety guidelines. We'll let you know more about the safety procedures as we get close to LCICon 2022. Getting to Canada, entry requirements. It's important to note that in order to enter Canada, there are some requirements, things you will need, an up-to-date passport, proof that you are fully vaccinated. If you need some help, you can request a letter of invitation from Lions Clubs International. Please note, the processing times for passports and visas are currently taking 4.5 to 5 months on average. So plan appropriately now so that we can see you at LCICon 2022. Registration fees. The registration fee through January 7, 2022 is $175. January 8th through March 31st, the registration fee is $225, and on April 1st, through on-site registration, the fee will be $250. Leo registration fees. Alpha Leo, or 12 to 17, is $20. Omega Leos, 18 to 30, is $100. The convention and housing registration application uses certain personal information, including name, address, city, state, country, postal code, email, and phone number, and may use travel information, including housing, arrival and departure information, and fees paid. Lions International only uses registration information to register attendees for the convention and to provide a name badge unless a member has provided additional information to Lions International through other means, which may be utilized to improve each individual experience. Registrants will receive an official name badge, a souvenir medallion, official convention program, and one entrance for the international show. All registrants will pick up their name badge on-site in Montreal. Please bring your Lions International official registration confirmation with you to scan and print your badge. A photo ID is also required. Lions International will not mail badges in advance. All changes to things like your name, your arrival and departure, etc., must be submitted in writing by Saturday, May 1st, 2022, to registration at lionsclubs.org. Questions? General questions about the convention should be sent to LCI at convention@lionsclubs.org. Any questions about registration and hotels, including group registration, should be sent to LCI at registration@lionsclubs.org. Included in this newsletter is a in the printed version anyway, is a application form for the convention registration and hotel reservation. The deadline for early registration and hotel reservations is Sunday, May 1st of 2022. And I notice another article in the newsletter that says, participate, celebrate, win. You could win complimentary registration and Melvin Jones luncheon tickets for the 104th Lions Club's International Convention. Enter this year's Melvin Jones photo contest, themed What It Means to Be a Lion or Leo During Historic Campaign 100. Contest and voting run through December 31st of 2021. Speaking of LCI, the International Leo Day will be observed on December 5th, 2021. You need some ideas on how to celebrate Leos leading up to that International Leo Day? Start by viewing and voting for the 2021 Leo Video Contest entries. Host a joint event with Leos and Lions, and encourage Leos to share their Leo stories on social media. Team up with young service partners. Campus Lions Clubs and Leo Lions Clubs, are you looking for a way to celebrate Leos for International Leo Day? Consider partnering with them and other young non-members in a fun service event to show Leos how they can continue service as future Lion leaders. Let's talk about leader dogs for the blind. This is an article from Leader Dog Teams in Action by Lion Charles Schwab of District 24L in Virginia. While at the Lions USA Canada Leadership Forum in Des Moines, Iowa last month, I had the opportunity to meet several leader dog teams. Some of the clients were very experienced and over the years have come back for their second or third leader dog. For others, they had just recently received their first dog. There was even a future leader dog puppy named Meredith who was just taking in the sights and sounds of this large group of lions, wondering what was up and why everyone was giving her so much attention. It seemed at times she was more interested in holding on to her own leash than having someone else hold it for her. The stories the leader dog clients told me were all different. Some have been blind since birth, others lost their sight over time, but they all wanted to be unstoppable, and seeing them travel so effortlessly around the convention center made me smile. They were eager to share their stories with me as we sat at mealtime or before a scheduled event. You could feel the love and trust they experience every day as a team. You could see it in the eyes of the leader dog. They were eager to help their partner. The leader dogs knew when it was their time to work and when it was time to relax or take a nap. It was amazing to see these teams move around the large convention center with ease. At times it seemed to be easier for leader dog teams to maneuver around a crowded room than it was for the rest of us. Thanks to you, Leader Dogs for the Blind provides their services free of charge to their clients. Their goal is to make clients independent and unstoppable. With our help, they're making this possible. In every leader dog lies the heart of a lion. 2021-2022 Symbolic Puppy Sponsorships Rollout. Hear these puppies roar. This month, 5 new future leader dog puppies are available for a symbolic sponsorship. Individuals and clubs may help prepare these puppies for a life of service for a donation of $500. And pictured above is future leader dog Snickers. FDL Snickers is being raised by a volunteer lion puppy raiser in Wisconsin. She's a chocolate lab retriever who is bold, frisky, and smart. Need a non-event fundraiser perfect for small and large clubs? Ask us about Dollars for Dogs. Free fundraiser kits are available to get your community involved. Proceeds may be used to sponsor a puppy. Go to leaderdog.org or email lionssupport@leaderdog.org. And here's a wrap-up of the North Carolina Lions Leader Dog Meeting, which was held September 29th of 2021. And here's some notes. A YouTube video of the meeting can be found at https://youtube/DQJBFOW5K2S. There was a bit of conversation at the beginning of the meeting, but it settled down after the speakers started. Both Lion Beth Slade, leader dog, and Janet Schausenbach, North Carolina Reading Service, provided some great information for the Lions. Below are some websites that provide great information for Lions in their quest to be Knights Fighting Blindness. Please view the information and keep it for a reference. Leader Dog for the Blind information can be found at www.leaderdog.org. NC Reading Service information at www.ncreadingservice.org. Here's something from the North Carolina DHHS brochure welcoming customers who use service animals, www.ncdhhs.gov/media/163/open. There are a few other websites here, but they're a little lengthy for me to convey via this recording. And that is from Lion Bill Graham, NC State Leader, Guide Dog Chair. And he can be reached at bill.the.blindlion@gmail.com. I mentioned a Melvin Jones photo contest earlier as a way to win your registration into the Lions Club's international conference coming up. And now I see that here's some details on that. LCIF Week Melvin Jones Photo Contest. This year, we want to celebrate what it means to be a Lion during Campaign 100. The photo contest will be open between October 22nd and December 31st of 2021. We will celebrate LCIF Week in honor of Melvin Jones' birthday by announcing the winners of the photo contest on January 13th of 2022. So here are some details. There's a limit of one entry per person. No purchase or donation is required to enter. Submit a photo of yourself with your MJF plaque, your PMJF pin, service activity, or LCIF Campaign 100 branded items. Group photos will not be accepted. You must also comment by answering the question in 120 words or fewer, why do I support the mission of LCIF? Let's see, by entering, you authorize the use of this photo and your name by the Lions Clubs International Foundation in printed, digital, and other mediums for the purposes of promotion and publicity. Let's see, the photo must only be of the individual who is submitting. Any photos uploaded with more than one person will not be accepted. The photo must only include you in it. Photos cannot contain material that violates or infringes another's rights, including but not limited to material that violates privacy, publicity, or intellectual property rights, or that constitutes copyright infringement. LCIS reserves the right in its sole discretion to prohibit any entrant from participating in the contest or to disqualify any individual it finds in its sole determination to be acting in violation of the official rules. So this sounds like a fun contest to enter. Here are some upcoming events. November 25th, 2021. Thanksgiving breakfast at the Pilot Lions Club. November 26th, 2021. Christmas tree sales by the Fuquay Varina Lions Club. December 11th, 2021. Elvis tribute performer Stephen Freeman at Lewisburg College. The Lewisburg Lions Club. January 14th and 15th of 2022, the District 31 N&S Midwinter Convention at the Outer Banks. And in this newsletter, there are application forms and hotel registration forms and meal cost information and etc. on that midwinter convention. On April 24th, 22nd to 24th, the North Carolina Lions State Conventions in Greensboro, and on April 25th of 2022, a golf tournament by the Fuquay Varina Lions Club. DG Randy Oxendine has some official visits scheduled for 2021-2022, and I'll read the ones that are in mid-November to mid-December. November 18th, Littleton Lions Club. On the 23rd, Lower Currituck Lions Club. December 1st, Nashville Lions Club. December 2nd, White Level Lions Club. On the 7th, Manio Lions Club. On December 9th, Rocky Mount Evening Lions Club. December 13th, Wendell Lions Club. And December 14th, Columbia Lions Club. In this newsletter, there is posted some information on assistive devices for low vision. I'll briefly describe a few of these. Iris Vision is an assistive technology solution approved and registered by the FDA as a Class 1 medical device. It is designed to facilitate people suffering from low vision conditions, especially macular degeneration and other degenerative eye diseases like diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, albinism, and so forth. They can be reached at irisvision.com. Another one is Orcam My Eye. These are low vision glasses for legally blind. They're comprised of a light attachable camera mounted on a pair of glasses. They're especially designed to help people suffering from low vision to read better. It is also helpful in a handful of other activities like barcode identification, face recognition, and product identification. They can be reached at www.orcam.com. And New Eyes. New Eyes is a contemporary product comprising of a pair of smart electronic glasses, doesn't weigh much, and can be operated wirelessly through a controller that accompanies the glasses or simply using a set of voice commands. It's lightweight and can be used to watch TV. It offers variable magnification ranging from 1x to 12x and varied options for colors and contrasts or barcode and QR scanning options. And those can be You can get more information at www.nueyes.com. Here is a plea for someone who needs some medical help. Will you gift Justin Lammerts another chance at life? In 1997, our son Justin got a second chance at life after being born with a heart defect. Unfortunately, the medicines that protected his transplanted heart have damaged his kidneys, and he now needs a kidney transplant. Before he fell ill again, Justin was able to lead a semi-normal life. Justin worked full-time for the state of New York, earning 2 promotions. He has an intense passion for history and traveled to London, France, and even a solo trip to Italy to see the world's most beautiful art and architecture. He has a rich imagination and enjoys Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, and attended Comic-Con in New York City several years in a row before falling ill. We laugh every day we are around Justin, as he has a witty and offbeat sense of humor. I smile thinking about hearing him cackle from the other room while he is watching his favorite TV show, Seinfeld. As Justin's condition has worsened, he has lost the ability to do the things he loves. He even had to miss his brother's and best friend's wedding in the last 2 years. Riding his bike and walking on the beach have become challenging these days. If Justin doesn't get a transplant, he will have to go on dialysis soon, which will mean he will be chained to a machine which filters his blood for him. It breaks my heart to think about all the things he will not be able to do. A transplant would give him the ability to live a longer, more healthy life where he can do the things that he loves. For many reasons, Justin's close family members are not able to be his donor. Finding a kidney for a transplant is not easy. There are 110,000 plus people on the waiting list for a deceased donor kidney. Most people must wait for years, and many die while waiting. Will you give Justin the gift of a better life? 1. Facts about being a living donor. You only need one kidney to live a long and healthy life. 2. Donor surgery is usually done through a tiny incision, or laparoscopically. 3. It's covered by insurance or Medicare. 4. You will have your own team of doctors who will evaluate if it's right for you. 5. Screening can be done anonymously, so you will not feel pressured. 6. If you are not a match, you can still donate to Justin through a program called a donor swap. Please contact Duke Health Transplant Center Living Donor Program at 919-613-7777 or 800-249-5864 if you are interested in learning more about donating a kidney to Justin Lammerts. Living donation may not be right for everyone, but you can still help. Consider being an organ donor after death, and by sharing Justin's story with everyone you know, you never know who might want to be a living donor. At the very least, I want to bring awareness to kidney disease and living donation. I am hopeful our efforts will help Justin receive a kidney sooner and encourage others to consider helping the many people on the wait list. Your prayers and support are very much appreciated. Thank you. And you can learn more at www.dukehealth.org/treatments/transplant-program/kidney/donation. Here are a couple of fundraising ideas you might want to know about. Cash calendars are being sold by the Lake Gaston Lions. The Lake Gaston Lions Club is selling cash calendars again. Contact PDG Lion Mark Bateman at 252-676-3944 or hmbateman@hotmail.com if you are interested in purchasing one. This is one of the club's annual fundraisers. The Wake Forest Lions are making masks. The Wake Forest Lions Club is making masks with the Lions logo on them for $5 each. Anyone wanting to purchase a mask can contact Lion Glenda Grant by email at happylady_28@hotmail.com. You may also contact any other member of the Wake Forest Lions Club. Show others that you're proud to be a Lion by using the North Carolina Department of Transportation Lions Club tag. The next time you renew your vehicle tag, consider ordering one with the Lions Club's international logo. For more information, visit NCDMV website at https://payments.ncdot.gov. Click on Continue to My NCDMV Services. Click on Continue as Guest. Under Vehicle Registration, click on Order a Special or Personalized Plate. Click on Choose a Plate, then scroll to select Lions Club. Then choose this plate, then select. Then continue as instructed by the website. And there is an image at the bottom of this article. It has the Lions Club International logo on the left. It's very attractive. Here's a word about the North Carolina Lions Eyeglass Recycling Program. The need for glasses. According to the World Health Organization, 153 million people have uncorrected refractive errors. Nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism. Most of these vision impairments are quickly diagnosed and easy to treat with corrective lenses. Still, millions of people in developing nations are pushed deeper into poverty simply because they don't have glasses. They can't learn because reading is difficult. They can't work to the best of their ability because they can't see clearly. For children, clear vision means a better education, healthier development, and a better quality of life. For adults, clear vision means less dependence on others. North Carolina Lions collect more than 170,000 pairs of eyeglasses each year to address the need for glasses, making eyeglasses recycling one of our most popular activities. Items needed include complete reusable glasses, both plastic and metal frames, gold frames in any condition, antique glasses, broken glasses, and sunglasses of any kind. Items not needed, loose lenses of any kind, or cases. Here are some suggestions for a successful program. Put someone in charge and set up a collection point. Meet with or write a letter to the newspaper editor or radio station manager to explain the details of your campaign, including the names of the people involved. If your club has a bulletin, write an article for it about the collection drive. Follow up with reminders. Prepare collection boxes and place them with posters in selected locations. Be sure to put your club name and a contact number on the collection boxes. Collection boxes are available from NCLI. Do not mail collection boxes. Opticians and optometrists can keep a collection box in their waiting rooms. Check with lost and found departments in hotels, stores, police stations, etc. for unclaimed glasses. Ask members of your club to spread the word among their friends and other groups to which they belong. Check your collection sites on a regular basis. And after removing unwanted items, send your glasses to North Carolina Lions Incorporated, 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive, P.O. Box 39, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast on our website at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Bye-bye.